found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
It is a hump day Wednesday. It is the 13th day of March. Welcome to another edition of Tidbits. Good morning, Matt.
Yes, good morning.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, buddy.
The money keeps growing. The Mega Millions.
Oh.
Nobody hit that.
Okay.
That's now $792 million.
Wow. Wow.
So last night, nobody hit it. The winning numbers last night were 2, 16, 31, 57, and 64, and the Mega Ball 24. The Mega Plier. Oh, the Mega Plier. It was three times.
Right.
So nobody got $735 million last night, but two players, one in Massachusetts and one in North Carolina, matched all five white balls. That gets the second prize of $1 million. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Next drawing will be held on Friday when players will hope to win the grand prize, which carries the option of $381.8 million for the cash. Then you'd pay tax on that, of course.
Right.
Odds of winning, pretty good. One in 302,575,350.
Yeah.
So of just about your odds of being picked out of anyone in the United States. You know, that's your odds.
Right. It is. I mean, it really honestly is.
And I'm not sure what the total figure for human beings in the United States is now, but it used to be measured at 300 million. Sure, it's higher than that now.
331.9 million.
All right, so almost the same as being picked out of anything.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah. That'd be like a drone hovering over. Everybody's grouped, you know, into the United, and it picks one of you.
Yep. Yep.
So that, good luck to you if you play that. Somebody always wins it, eventually.
I know.
So it ends up being that magical person. There were two magic people that won $1 million, okay, in Massachusetts and North Carolina. So it's staying kind of to the east. Maybe Indiana will be next.
Have we ever had a major winner?
I don't recall ever, you know, a major big old winner like that. A hiding winner. You basically have to turn into a hiding winner.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be okay with it. I'd easily hide. Problem is, my credit cards are racked to the full amount right now. I couldn't even get a flight out of here.
Yeah, I guess I'm stuck for a while.
So I'd have to wait for the check to clear.
Right.
I guess I won't be able to escape. If you see me hitting you up for a few $100, yeah, might be because I'm looking for that flight. It's unbelievable how much money those turn into.
Yeah, it is.
And that they can actually pay it.
Right.
You know, for a while, it seemed like Illinois, their lottery was going...
It wasn't doing so well.
No, but I think it survived. Imagine being this, a 12-year-old... found inside a Target store in Ohio after he'd been reported missing the day before. He was in there all night. He was found at 6:15 a.m. in a Target in Columbus.
Wow.
Now, if you're 12 years old, what would you do if you were in there all night?
You know, as a child, like as a small child, that was my biggest fear.
Really?
Was to be stuck in an overnight in a department store. It freaked me out.
Back in your day, it was Kmart.
Yes. Yeah. Because, you know, they would just, I don't know why we're at Kmart so late at night all the time. I don't know what mom and dad were up to. But we were always, it seems like we were there closing quite a bit. They probably got a kick out of seeing me freak out, you know.
Because they'd announce it.
But I feel like they would announce, you know, like, hey, make your purchases, bring them up to the front. And then, bam, lights start going out. Lights start going out in the store. I would freak out. Like, we got to go. We need to go now. We need to get out of here. Come on.
The employee found the boy alone in the store and believed to have been there since the previous night. Now, you know, back in the day, if you had the snack bar, you know, you help yourself.
Right.
But, you know, you could play with the toys.
Yeah.
You could, you know. I don't know what he did. The parents had reported him missing. Now, how? Was he in there by himself?
I mean.
Where were they? Were they with him?
Were there not any, like, no. alarms that were set that would, you know, he would set off?
Nobody ever does a last check?
I mean, I know when I worked at, I used to be a janitor at JCPenney in Kokomo. Okay. No, true story.
Back when you were making good money.
Yes. Okay. And when we got there in the morning, usually you were there with either the GM or whoever was below him.
Okay.
And they would open the store, right? And then when you walked from the entrance back to the where the offices were, you could not deviate from the tiled floor.
Okay.
If you did, you would set off the alarm. Cops would be there.
Okay.
At least that's what they told us. I don't know. And that would have been, you know, mid-90s. So I don't know why this Target wouldn't be the same. You know what I mean?
You would think there'd be some sort of motion.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they weren't set. Occasionally, you know, sometimes you forget. Anyway, the parents had reported him missing. They were notified of his whereabouts, and they picked him up the next day. So you pull up to the door at Target, wave at the guy holding him out there. You know.
All right, get in. Yes, thanks.
There were no reports on whether he was injured. I wouldn't think he would be, and no charges will be filed. So just a night in the store.
What I guess story. So. Hanging out.
Someday, you know, you've got that to tell at the Thanksgiving Day table.
That's right.
When Timmy was left in the Target store in Columbus, Ohio.
I need a therapist to break that down for me. Like, why was I so afraid of being abandoned at the store?
When you're small, I do recall being the moments of feeling really insecure in an area where there were a lot of people and you couldn't see your parents.
Sure.
You know, I mean, there was just a, you know, I do recall that.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably would have been early single digits, at least to the earliest memories.
Right.
But, and I've also been on the other side of things where I've been in charge of a kid.
And you lose it for a minute.
That is a terrible feeling. Okay.
Yes, it is.
That's much worse than I felt thinking that maybe I'd be lost in a, you know, it was always like at the fair or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're smaller, it's like everybody, you know, you're looking up at everything.
Yeah.
And it's
everything's
just,
big. And, you know,
and, you know, just a scary moment. But this kid, I don't know. You know, he's got a story to tell as to what he did that whole time.
Right.
You take down some coats off the coat rack and sleep on them? Do you build a tent out of sporting goods department?
Do you do that? I mean.
Do you? I mean, the opportunities are endless.
They really are.
And maybe he didn't do anything. Maybe he just sat in one spot.
That could be. He was afraid to move.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why nothing went off.
Maybe. I don't know.
It is 6:30. We'll take a break. We'll check news, weather, and we'll have more tidbits coming up.
This is Tidbits.
It is a Wednesday edition of Tidbits. And we continue with rats. These rats are inside the New Orleans Police Department. No, they're not rat finks. They're real rats.
Rat finks. And they're rat finks, I tell you.
And it says they're getting high off marijuana from the evidence room.
Oh, no.
Number one, you got rats. I mean... You know, I know living out in the country, you know, when I was younger and so forth, you know, we had rats out there. You know, I mean, it was just common.
Sure.
You know, you had rats in the corn bin. We had a corn bin. You know,
right.
Well outdated, but, and the corn had been in there probably since the 40s.
You know, right.
You know, it's just there. I don't know when it got there, but it was always there when I was a kid. We never added to it. Okay, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, rats were all over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Large ones.
Yeah.
I mean, my sister one time thought she was going to bend down in this area between the house and the garage. It was like a cement, you know, but it wasn't, you know, going to put the cat, the freezers out there, you know,
right.
That kind of stuff with a cow tongue.
Sure. And the cow tongue in the shirt. Yeah.
That's where it was. Got to pet the cat, and it was a big rat.
Oh, my gosh.
So these rats, you know, I just can't imagine being in a police department where, you know, there's rats in there. The building's pretty old, and it's also overrun with cockroaches, mold.
What is going on at this place?
Defective elevators and out-of-order bathrooms. These guys are working in the slums.
Yes. This is deplorable.
No wonder why they've got a bad tune and they want to beat answers out of you.
Gosh.
You got to talk, see? The police superintendent. Every movie, they're beating answers out of you.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kirkpatrick told city council members, the rats are eating our marijuana. They're all high.
What does a stoned rat look like? I want to know.
Hey, man, you got any more?
Yeah. Like, his eyes are more slanty.
Hey, man, is a pizza back here?
Between rodent droppings on officers' desks. So you're coming in, and your desk has rat crap.
Sure does.
Does that sound like a great place to work?
No.
Widespread maintenance issues. And hazardous mold infestations. Kirkpatrick said people applying to join the department are not brought to the headquarters because the building state can be a huge turnoff.
Wow.
Now, how are you working in there, and why aren't you doing something about it? City council members approved a lease agreement for the new space moving ahead for the full council's vote. But in the interim, there you are. I you know, the bathrooms are back, you know.
Oh, I know.
You know, old Jim over there, you know what he eats. He's just been in there. Okay. And the crapper's not working right. And
right.
I would think that if you're a patrolman, I think they'd make you want to stay more out on the streets.
I would think
so,
yeah. You only go to HQ when you absolutely have to.
But that's down in New Orleans.
Right.
And you know that, I guess they've got issues with that kind of stuff because they're below sea level, right? And so you would think mold.
But you would think, okay, you would honestly think that a city like New Orleans would have enough of a tax base that this wouldn't be that big of an issue. You know, I could see this in a smaller town that's struggling or, you know, that has lost a bunch of industry or whatever, but maybe New Orleans is way poorer than we think. I don't know.
But to be overrun with cockroaches, mold, elevators that don't work and out of order crappers, that's pretty bad. I mean, don't you have everyday maintenance taking care of elevators and crappers?
You would think so.
Mold is just one of those deals. I mean, it can be very hazardous, of course. And that could be a lawsuit waiting to happen.
If you go to Google and you type in New Orleans police, the next word that it wants to complete for you is rat.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean...
Yep.
Mice is one thing, okay?
Yeah.
But rats,
that's a whole... Yeah, man, that's a different... Literally a different animal. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame.
I just can't imagine.
It's got to be a funding issue, right? Like, it has to be a funding issue. Like, they're just not getting money to get this stuff fixed, right?
I don't know. But this is at their headquarters. This is the main place.
Unless there's some... There's some, you know, shady goings on where it's that money is getting funneled elsewhere. Yeah. I don't know.
And you got to probably figure that that's more on the historic part of New Orleans, the headquarters. So it's probably a fairly old facility, I would think. I don't know. New Orleans has quite a history.
Mm-hmm.
So
it looks like a modern-ish building, like it was built maybe in the 60s.
All right. But even then, you think, I mean, that's been 50 years. You know, you think, well, built in the 60s, okay. Well, that's...
I guess I'm just giving you a visual where it's not, you know, it's not like a
turn-of-the-century
sort of thing, you know.
Was it a building of the future? Remember, Kokomo always had that house of the future there on 31. It was the house of the future for about 20 years. It was right there, you know, on 31. It was built by some sort of builder, and that house was always on
display there. I do not remember that. See,
I'm not saying it was necessarily of the future. It didn't look Jetson-like, but it, you know, it was like a two-story home, and it was, you know. And who knows what the price was of it back then? Probably in the 20s.
Right. Right.
And now, you know, heaven knows what it'd be.
Hmm. We got a text that asked the question, how did all the rats survive Hurricane Katrina?
Well, they always show them. They're swimming.
Yeah. They're swimming. And
they're surviving, you know?
They are. I mean, they, yeah.
Those ratty heads above water, there they are.
They're just paddling. Yeah.
They can do it in the sewers. They can go anywhere.
That's right.
They've been around forever. Now, imagine if you're rich enough. Now, if you won the Mega Millions.
Right.
Would you buy a $4.5 million Lamborghini yacht? Okay.
A Lamborghini yacht?
Yeah, that's what this guy was in. He's the owner of this yacht. He's been caught on video seemingly threatening to kill a dock worker in San Diego and flashing himself after he was refused parking. So he's arrogant and rich.
Ah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Do you know who I am?
Right. Okay.
The local resident and owner of the yacht, AJ Tacore, also goes by the name Ace Rogers.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
He allegedly...
Hey, babe, I'm Ace Rogers. You want to come check out my yacht?
Allegedly.
Ace Rogers, that's fantastic.
He attempted to pull up to Seaforth Boat Rental to pick someone up when a 21-year-old employee told him that he couldn't park there.
Bruh, you can't park here, man. I'm telling you, man, you got to get your boat, get somewhere else, dude. You can't do it here, man.
Allegedly escalating the fight, the video showed Thakore yelling obscenities at the employee and throwing money in the water to swim after. So he's really
Are
bad.
You serious? He's like, this guy, well, you want some money? Here's some money. Gosh.
This guy
wow,
really has an attitude.
Yes, he does.
Especially calling himself Ace, okay? Then here he is. He shouts out, I'll kill you! I will kill you. You know I'll kill you. I will kill you. I will kill you.
So the other dude responds, yeah, man, I doubt it. Ace Rogers, call me, bro. Time and place.
That's what the guy said. He truly did.
Yes.
This is like something... from like one of those movies you see where there's a rich guy, like yes, Rodney Dangerfield.
Right, from the 80s where the rich guy has a sweater, you know, around his... Yeah, 100%.
In another video, Thakore allegedly exposes himself after pulling down his britches and made inappropriate gestures at the dock worker.
So you get so mad. You get so mad that you get to the point where you just start undressing. We see it time and time again. And the thing is, the act of undressing in the heat of battle, it knows no economic boundaries, right? It doesn't matter if you're in a bar fight or you're on a Lamborghini yacht ready to fight a dock worker. You are naked and ready to fight.
This is kind of like a Caddyshack version of boats.
For sure. Okay. Yeah.
Well, there's always the rich guy at the club. Okay. And this guy's, you know, he owns everything. And then there's always the dock worker who, you know, probably just makes it. I wonder how much money he threw in the water.
That's a good question. Because he probably has a buddy standing there and be like, hey, man, can I get that? I mean, if you're not going to take it, I mean, I'll.
Do you later go out with your fishing net and retrieve it?
I mean, why not?
I just how stuff like that happen over just being not able to park somewhere, you know? And I'm sure you don't like some 21-year-old kid telling you.
For sure.
You know?
And you're right, though. I mean, if you're driving a $4.5 million Lamborghini yacht, and it is an impressive boat. I'm not going to lie. It is an impressive, you know.
They make it look like a Lamborghini, right?
I mean, it's just very. You know. It's like, okay, it's like if you were to like a ski boat.
Yeah.
But much bigger, much more luxurious. So don't think like super yacht, you know, with the whole, you know, whatever. But it is quite the boat.
$4.5 million. But I mean, this guy, to call yourself Ace Rogers.
Ace Rogers. My name is Ace Rogers. Yes. Gosh.
And then, you know, somebody in the clubhouse, and I'm thinking, you know, this would be working from the water to the golf club. If you call him AJ, does he correct you? Hey, it's Ace. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's hard to tell. You can see the dock worker there. He's lippy. You can tell he's a lippy young man.
Just from the back of his head.
Yeah.
You can tell he's lippy.
And he's being kind of arrogant. He looks like he'd be much taller than Ace. Because Ace,
for sure.
Ace is on the back of his boat.
Ace looks like a short man.
Thus, probably the reason for his renaming of himself.
Yes.
And throwing money. But again, who's in charge? Evidently, Ace has someone else driving, commandeering a captain, perhaps.
Yeah.
Of his yacht.
Yeah. Well, he ain't driving it. It's, you know, he's telling somewhere else where to put his yacht.
To have that much money.
Mr. Ace, where would you like me to park?
Ace. Here's a Pennsylvania woman.
Because here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Is that more than likely, where the dude was trying to pull up, there's probably someone with a bigger yacht that has even more money that is in control of that space.
And probably treats that dock worker much better.
Much better.
I think they have a history. It just kind of feels like they have a history.
Yeah.
Because evidently he probably the same guy that he showed himself to. Okay, so they just have never-ending battle.
Sure.
This from Pennsylvania, where a woman says she was forced to rescue her cat after maintenance workers allegedly sealed the poor kitty inside her wall during a repair job.
Oh my God.
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
The TikToker wrote, "I really cannot believe the maintenance team patched my cat into the freaking wall."
I mean, it is something you would think that wouldn't happen.
Cats do dumb things.
They really
do. You know?
They really do.
She realized something was wrong when she walked into her apartment and heard the cat meowing and scratching at the wall. She dialed the maintenance emergency line for help. So they've got a maintenance emergency line.
Did no one answer?
When they couldn't be reached.
See? No one answered.
She then dials 911. The operator reportedly advised her to kick a hole in the wall. Yeah, ma'am, ma'am.
The best thing you can do right now is to just kick a hole in the wall, ma'am. Do it.
In the 90-second clip, the trapped kitty can be heard meowing from behind the white wall. Then all of a sudden, the cat pokes its paw through a gap in the plaster. Sounds like the guys did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
You're good, ma'am. The woman tries to chisel him out with a knife. Now, who's doing the filming here?
That's okay. A good question. That is a good question.
The 911 operator told her, and again, this 911 operator is a good one, kicked the wall, but no luck.
I can imagine at the 911, at the office.
Yeah.
They're probably like putting her on mute, and the guy's like, what do I tell her, man? I don't know what to do. What do I tell her? And the supervisor's like, I don't know. Tell her to kick the wall. Ma'am, try kicking the wall. Just kick it as hard as you can, ma'am.
I don't know.
So it says she did. It was hard as a rock.
Hmm.
So it was good drywall. It was finally, after nearly a minute of scraping the gap becomes wide enough for the cat to squeeze through and escape. So got out. Again, if you can get your whiskers in there as a cat,
oh, yeah.
Get your head,
yeah.
you're good. It appeared to be a feline after being trapped. It was fine. But again, how do you get a cat in there? And it's like you just got this drywall job.
You know? I think my favorite part of the story is that she called the emergency helpline and no one answered. That's
so, for emergencies. Should be manned 24/7. So what good is it?
Right.
To even have that offered. So
how clue? I mean, you would think. I mean, it's. I don't know, man. How do you let a cat get inside a wall and just butt it up?
You gotta. And again, cats are weird.
They are.
I mean,
they are. And they will do things that you don't expect. And they will get places you would never think they would get. But.
And this one probably just happened to jump as they were inserting.
But you would think that, okay, there's probably, you know, it's loud. There's a lot of power tools. Cat may not even know these people, but.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We will probably never know the answer as to what happened. But again, you know, you got to get it re-drywalled. Do you pay for it? All for you could have left that cat in there, lady.
Right.
Then you could have enjoyed the smells
right.
of nature as it developed. But I'm just assuming that it got in there as they were installing drywall. It somehow just got in there. You know, they're mischievous.
Yeah.
And anyway, I guess a cat in the wall is better than, you know, finding.
Are there no studs in this wall? I don't. Is it just like just a whole?
I you know, right? I mean, we don't know. They haven't. Surely they weren't done, okay? Because if there was a little crack that the cat could get its paw through, okay, that's not a very good job. Okay, let's face it.
Oh, no.
Okay,
but it sounds like this is not exactly a crack team of you know of maintenance workers anyway.
Okay, whose turn is it to man to man the 24-hour line? Probably two of them.
Right.
So there you go. Some tidbits on this Wednesday, and that'll wrap us up for the day.
All right.
So a variety of tidbits today.
We did. We had a variety.
Had that.
Yes.
Tomorrow, who knows what'll happen.
But we'll be back.
Yeah. We'll at least try to do another show.
There you go.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow then.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. See you.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.